If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? By Paul Shearer and Richard Turner. Starring Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi.
Hello, Giles.
Hello, David. Does that filthy bike of yours have to go there?
No. Move it if you like.
Why me? It's your bike.
You want it moved.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I've just done my whole week shopping at the big Safeways. Look! Ta-da!
Ah, spectacular. The great Nerdo pulls an oven-ready chicken from his carrier bag.
£2 off.
And for his next trick, Nerdo will remove his luminescent cycle clips and hang them on his special hook.
Da-da!
Saturday night in Streatham. I shall remember them forever.
I'm getting everything ready.
For jury service, I know.
Starts on Monday, that's why I bought the chicken.
No, I just don't see the connection.
Well, I'm going to cook it, take off the breast. That'll make sandwiches for the first 3 days. Then the legs with this coleslaw and an apple, that's 2 days' worth. And I'll make some stock out of the carcass and use it for soup.
So, your excitement about jury service is because of the packed lunch-making opportunities that it affords.
Jurors get expenses for lunch and travel, so if I make my own lunch and cycle in, I'll come out with a tidy profit.
That doesn't account for the sudden bout of jogging and the ludicrous number of sit-ups you've been doing ever since you got the letter.
Mens sana in corpore sano, Giles. It's an important job being on a jury.
David?
Yes?
Have you had a haircut?
Yes.
Sound like you'd have it done professionally.
Got to look smart, you know, for jury service.
David, I don't know what you imagine is going to happen during your 2 weeks at Middlesex Transport, but you should prepare yourself for a fortnight of unspeakable tedium watching ridiculous men in horsehair wigs gibbering at each other. If you'd had my childhood, you'd know what I'm on about.
Did you ever brush with the law?
Worse. My old man's a solicitor. It was terrible. If I wanted to watch the telly, I had to prepare a case and argue it in open session. Completed homework was deemed inadmissible unless it was formally introduced and tagged as Exhibit A.
Oh, what suffering you have known. Was this in the enormous house in Norfolk with the 4-acre garden?
Do you know, my father called me into his study once. It was the day I won my scholarship to Marlborough.
Oh, yes, the expensive public school.
And for the first time in my life, he very nearly hugged me. He told me that a life which had been cruelly denied to him would be mine. A life of swashbuckling adventure. Oh, my boyish imagination ran riot. I saw myself as an astronaut, disc jockey, rock star, pirate. Giles, he said, you are to be a barrister.
You? A barrister?
I tried telling him that. Years of relentless pressure. He still hasn't given up. Believe me, David, the law is the most crushingly, boringly oppressive subject on God's earth.
Well, I think it'll be fun.
Oh, what's all this? Razor blades, sandalwood soap. Apple blossom shampoo.
It was just a sort of impulse.
David, you're blushing. What's in this paper bag?
Nothing in it.
Wait, if it's nothing, you won't mind me looking at it, will you? Biactol? Spot lotion.
Yes.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Tell me, is there some connection between your impulse purchase of male grooming products and your imminent jury service?
Answer the question,
yes or no.
Yes.
For a while, I thought you were really excited about legal procedures. But you think you're going to meet a girlie, don't you?
There will be women there, yes.
Members of the jury, may I remind the court that the defendant, Mr. David Ferris, has had no girlie since 1989.
That's not true. I slept with Judith. We did it twice.
David.
Hi, Jude.
I could hear you in the passageway.
Hello, Judy.
And I prefer to draw a discreet veil over that episode of my life.
It was Giles.
What sane woman would want to advertise the fact that she'd slept with David?
I'm going to my room.
Whoopsie.
Giles, you can be very cruel sometimes.
Didn't I upset him?
Oh, who cares? Here, look at this.
Wow. Red dress, very tarty.
Gianni Versace. I bought it to cheer myself up.
We'll cheer somebody up. How can you afford this?
Well, it isn't real, Versace. I got it from the store I'm working. Giles!
What?
You've just smeared black stuff on it. What's that on your hands?
Oh, that's grease from David's sodding bike. Sorry, I'll stick it in the wash.
No, you will not. It's dry clean only.
But I'm skint. Oh, leave it to me.
Now come to the pub. I need a talk.
Oh, okay. Drinks are on you, I'm afraid, though.
Got to help me, baby. Baby, you gotta help me some.
There you go, two gin teas.
So, what was it you wanted to talk to me about?
I'm talking about my life, Giles.
A mega wobbly. We better have two more gins, please.
Doubles?
Yes, why not?
Honestly, I was so low at lunchtime. I wandered into Waterstones and found myself staring at the psychology and self-help section.
How awful.
Worse than that, I bought one. Look, how to achieve your full potential.
Are you in charge of your life? In How to Achieve Your Full Potential, Brad Robinson, author of Big Money Can Be Yours, shows you how to take control of your mental, emotional, physical and financial destiny. Desperate. What's brought this on?
How can I call myself an actress? I haven't had an acting job for 6 months. I'm a no-hoper. Like millions of other no-hopers. I'm considering giving up acting. Giles, what should I do?
£4.80, please.
All right.
Quite right. Give it up.
Here.
You've got a brain for a start. The brain is a tool for intellectual inquiry, which inevitably leads to self-doubt. That's something an actor can't possibly afford.
That's true.
You're creative, intelligent, attractive, witty. You could be a fantastic success at anything you set your mind to.
Oh, thanks, Giles. I really needed that.
Any time.
Oh, it's a big decision. I will do that course.
What course?
It's called Emotional Truth. It's all next week.
You don't need all that self-help twaddle, Jude. Throw that book away.
Oh, I will. No, don't worry. No, this is an acting course.
Acting? I thought we'd established that you should give up acting.
Did we? Well, anyway, I mean, thanks for saying all those nice things about me. An actress needs a bit of a boost every now and then.
Remember me in your Oscar speech, won't you? Another drink?
No, if I'm going to pay for this course, I can't afford it.
Ah, those Saturday nights in Streatham.
You got to help me, sugar.
Wakey, wakey, Giles. Rise and shine. It's Sunday. A beautiful, bright, crisp first Sunday of the rest of my life.
What's got into you?
I've got a full, joyous day ahead of me. Packed lunches to make, Tupperware to label, cones on the front wheel of my bike to tighten.
What's that smell?
It's my chicken carcass boiling away nicely. Stinks, doesn't it? Up you get, lazy bones. I'm up. Jude's already gone to work. Come on. I'll do a full English breakfast. We can sit out on the balcony and enjoy the bird song together.
Very funny. Look, I'm sorry if I upset you last night, David, OK?
That was last night. But this morning, only I can upset me. And I'm not going to do that. I am alive to the positive forces of the universe.
What the hell's got into you?
Well, I was so depressed last night I couldn't sleep. I got up to make some cocoa and there, in the bin, was this book, How to Achieve Your Full Potential. While the milk was bubbling away in the pan, I started reading and I couldn't put it down.
Oh, dear. Another evangelical convert to the psychobabble brigade.
That's your negativity and that is your problem.
Well, shut up and let me go back to sleep.
Righto. Hope I meet a girl.
What are you doing?
Releasing my full potential. I keep saying the same thing over and over again. Eventually, it'll come true. It's called affirmation.
It's called self-delusion.
It's a sort of self-hypnosis. It cancels out all the negative things that people lay on you in childhood.
Poppycock.
I bet that's something your father used to say to you.
You leave my father out of this.
The book says it can take years to come out from under the shadow of an overbearing father.
It's going to take you forever to cancel out a lifetime of being called a nerd.
I hope I meet a girl.
What's that going to do for you? If it comes true, you'll spend the rest of your life hoping to meet a girl. Why don't you try something else?
Like what?
I don't know. Desirable women desire me.
What do you know about it? You haven't even read the book.
I don't need to. Lawyer's training, you see. I read the flyleaf. You stick with all this hoping, and it'll be like that cycling holiday you went on the Mendips, hoping to meet a girl. Who bonded with you like some foul-smelling glue? Tim, the like-minded cagoule on a bicycle, who was also hoping to meet a girl.
I value your opinion, Giles. But I'm the one doing jury service, and I'll do it my way.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
I hope I meet a girl. 500. Right. Let's put it to the test. Hello. My name's David. What's yours?
Heather.
I'm doing jury service.
We're all doing jury service. That's why we're stuck here.
I've got a packed lunch. chicken sandwiches. I cycled here. Add up all the expenses and take away the cost of the chicken and bread and so on.
Oh, excuse me. I've just seen someone I know.
Oh, righto. I hope I meet a girl.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm doing jury service.
We're all doing jury service.
Small world. I see you brought a packed lunch.
Yes.
Very sensible. Oh, chicken sandwiches. Very snazzy. Makes my cheese and Marmite seem very pedestrian. Speaking of which, that bicycle pump reveals you as one of our two-wheeled friends.
Yes.
Yes, so am I. It's the only way to travel. Plus, there's all that money we're saving.
Do you think they're going to call us soon? I've been here half an hour.
That's nothing. My ex-missus did jury service, wasn't called till second week. Still, it means we can have a nice little chat.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, David. Ah, I take it your affirmation didn't work.
I have just spent the whole day in the jury waiting room talking to the most boring man in the universe.
Tim? Your friend Tim's doing jury service. That's a coincidence.
No, some bloke called Bill.
I told you your affirmation was useless. Mine's much better. Come on, after me. Desirable women desire me.
What is it about me that attracts people like Bill?
Nerds of a feather, David. They recognise your plumage.
What do you mean?
Imagine me, a lonely nerd in a crowd. Aha! What's this I see? A purple T-shirt? Bright red anorak? Bottle green trousers? Someone to talk to! Face it, David. Your appearance attracts nerds and repels women.
I could wear one of my yellow shirts, I suppose.
David, orange hair, yellow shirts and red spots may form the colour scheme for an African national flag, but it doesn't cut the mustard with the girlies. Your face looks as if someone has cut themselves into some mustard and stirred it. Change your appearance, David. Wear some normal clothes.
I've got some white shirts, but they're all dirty.
Hello?
I'll go and sort out a wash.
Hello?
Is that you, Giles?
Oh, hello, Mother.
Giles, I've just had a call from your father at the office. Godfrey, one of his junior partners at the practice.
Listen, Ma, I'd love to chat, but...
I haven't called you for a chat, Giles. If I want a decent chat, I talk to the dogs. Now, listen, Godfrey's boy, Alex, has been called to the bar.
Why don't you join him and have a large one?
Don't be facetious, Giles. You know your father's wishes. I'm just warning you to expect a call from him. He's more determined than ever now that Godfrey's strutting about Swanton Abbott boasting about his barrister son.
But...
even as we speak, he's pulling strings at Middle Temple. You'll have a couple of days to prepare your defence. Good luck.
Oh, hell. I don't want to be a barrister. I don't want to be a barrister. I don't want to be a barrister. I don't want to be a barrister.
Shows, they've gone pink. Who left this in there?
Well, it's a dress, isn't it?
Judith, I'll give her a piece of my mind.
I wouldn't mention it if I were you.
I didn't leave it in there.
You didn't take it out.
I'm the one with the pink shirt.
She's the one with the brand new red dress, which is now decidedly streaky pink. That's her. Quick, hide it, hide it.
Hi, boys.
I'm just popping into my room for a moment.
Yes, right.
Done that now. I'm just going into the kitchen to collect my pink shirt.
We played a similar game this morning on my course. It's called Stating the Obvious. Helps you to open up.
Jude, will you take me to the pub?
Oh, I'd love to, Giles, but...
Judith, I'm having a major life crisis.
Giles, can you imagine what it's like to be totally honest?
No.
Well, that is what I have been doing all day and I'm exhausted.
Jude, this is mega my dad.
You'll never guess who's on this course. Dawn Bidenmaker. Used to be in Howard's Way. Yes, she's doing a mini-series for American television next week. We're like old friends already. Oh, there's no need to look that excited about it. Oh, I'm going to my room.
Thanks for listening, Jude.
I'm taking my pink shirt out to dry now, if anyone wants me. Desirable women desire me. Desirable women desire me. Desirable women desire me. Desirable.
Oh, hello again, Mr. Ferris. Been looking for you. Anyone would think you were hiding from someone. Pink, nice.
Sorry, I'm reading this book.
Oh, right. What's it called?
How to Achieve Your Full Potential.
Mm. What's it about?
How to Achieve Your Full Potential.
Yeah, how do you mean?
Well, like if you really want something, all you have to do is focus on it totally and it'll happen.
Sounds like mumbo jumbo to me. Oh, here we go. They're calling
please.
Another jury.
Will the following please report to Court 3? Susan Beecham, Kulvinder Patel,
come on.
Graham
come
Williams,
on. Come
Michael
come
Steiner, come Leroy Tabaret, come Oliver on. Savident, William Northfield.
Oh, that's me. I've been chosen.
Harriet Benson,
oh, great.
Bridget.
Yeah, you see, it does work.
Pierre Delage, June yeah. Wicklow.
How did you know I was focusing on getting
Yvonne
picked?
Turnpike,
well, I didn't. I was focusing
Shelley,
on you getting picked.
Clive
Were
O'Reardon,
you? Oh, thanks.
And David Ferris.
Oh, wish me luck. Here's hoping it's an armed robbery or something.
Well, let's hope it's a lot.
David Ferris.
Thanks.
David Ferris!
That's you, isn't it? Hey, look, that's a bit of luck. We're on the same jury.
Great.
Jury panel this way, please.
Evidence is admissible in this case. In view of the time, we shall adjourn for today and recommence the trial of Miss Sonia Cadell, resident of flat 6, Lavender House, Shepherd's Market, London, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
The court will rise.
Shepherd's Market. Bet she's a tart. Very desirable.
Desirable, yes.
Jury, this way, please.
What do you think? Guilty?
Yeah, definitely guilty.
We haven't heard the evidence yet.
Charges were enough to convince me.
She's beautiful.
And guilty. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Hello, David.
Are you all right, Giles? You look terrible.
As a matter of fact, I've lost the will to live. I'm expecting a call from my father.
Guess what? I'm on a case. We haven't heard a scrap of evidence, and half the cretins on the jury have already decided she's guilty.
And what's she done?
It is alleged that she stole some credit cards. But the point of the legal system is to establish the truth.
The point of the legal system is to keep wealth in the hands of the wealthy and out of the hands of the poor. It'll be the bank bringing the case. They'll have a top silk. If she's on legal aid, she'll be in chokey by tomorrow lunchtime.
She's innocent until proved guilty.
Hello, boys.
I feel awful. Any minute, my dad's going to be
ringing. Fantastic news. You know Dawn Beidebecker, the one who's doing this American miniseries? Well, they're having a huge production party at the Dorchester on Friday. And guess who's been invited? Moi!
I've got news too. I'm on a case.
Never mind. Anyway, the point is, there'll be casting directors there, producers, literally hundreds of potential employers. Giles, you did remember to take my dress to the cleaners, didn't you?
No.
Giles! I need that red dress for the party. Without it, I haven't got a career.
What's wrong with that? I'm trying to avoid one at the moment.
Where is it, Giles?
David Boyle washed it.
What?
He's got a whole pile of pink shirts like the one he's wearing.
It was Giles who left it in the washing machine.
Giles, the label said dry clean only.
So, it also said Gianni Versace.
How was I supposed to know that it was in there?
Ignorance is no defence.
You washed it first. For all we know, you ruined it already.
Well, one of you owes me for a new dress.
I can't afford to buy you a new dress.
Yes, he can. David's flush with expenses from jury service. I'm the one with no money.
Look, I know it only costs me...
You know what your dress is worth. I know what it's worth. David doesn't. Tell David the cost of a Gianni Versace original.
Yes, but I told you.
Consider the situation, Judith. David doesn't know how much it's worth. Tell David the cost of a Gianni Versace original.
Oh, yes. I see. Mm-hmm. A Gianni Versace original, David, costs £185.
Blimey.
Blimey indeed. Now perhaps you appreciate what an enormous boo-boo you've made.
Hang on. How come it's suddenly my fault?
Let's let Judith decide, shall we?
Well, David, you did boil wash it.
Well, all right. You buy it and I'll pay you back on Saturday.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Giles.
You can thank me later.
How come she suddenly let you off and picked on me?
Well, lawyer's training. It's the first trick in the book, really. Find an area of doubt and keep hammering away at it. Eventually a tiny crack appears in the case for the prosecution and bingo, not guilty.
I was wrong about you, Giles. You'd make an absolutely brilliant barrister.
May I
remind the jury to address themselves only to the evidence presented during the 3 days of this trial. Does it prove, beyond all reasonable doubt, that Miss Cadell stole 3 credit cards from Mr. Edwards? And I must ask for a unanimous verdict.
Right, order, please, please, order. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing we have to do to decide is who is going to be foreman.
Well, the person who asks that question usually wants to be foreman. So it might as well be you. All agreed.
Mm, yes. Yeah, no,
all right. Well, as foreman, perhaps if we...
She's guilty. Now we can wrap this up.
Yes, I've got to pick my kids up from the nursery.
Well, perhaps if we have a show of hands. Guilties? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11 guilties. And they're not guilties, just me.
So, if you change your mind, we can all go home.
Ladies and gentlemen, forgive me, but I think you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there is a woman's personal freedom at stake here. On what basis do you think she's guilty?
Oh, she's a tart, isn't she?
That was only implied.
Still obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a punter, went in for a quickie. He's got his kit off, she nicks his plastic, passes it on to the pimp, he goes on a shopping spree.
Pure speculation.
So you're not going to change your mind?
No. No, I am not. I'm going to do my utmost to change your minds. I have many reasonable doubts. Maybe someone else took his cards. Maybe he dropped them. Maybe he gave his cards to her in a fit of generosity and then regretted. When your crumbling world falls apart, miracle of love will take away your pain. A compulsive shopaholic. Maybe he went on a spending spree, felt remorse, and in desperation found the nearest scapegoat, namely Sonia Cadell. The point is that we cannot be certain. And is it not our duty as jurors?
Shut up!
Please. I was supposed to pick my kids up from the nursery an hour ago.
All right. Let's vote one more time. All those now prepared to admit that there is the possibility of a scintilla of doubt. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and me, 11, and... Oh, come on.
No. No, I'm a Yorkshireman. Once my mind's made up, which it was on day one, it stays made up. Guilty.
Oh, please, look, my kids will be thrown out in the street soon.
Please, change your mind. I haven't got any more coffee.
Come on.
No, all right, not guilty. Still think you've done it, though.
Usher, we're ready.
I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed.
Desirable women desire me. Desirable women desire me. Right. Here goes.
Yes?
Hello, is that Sonia?
Who's asking?
David. David Ferris. I was on your jury. I was the foreman.
Took your bloody time making your minds up, didn't you?
Not me. I knew you were innocent, but it took me a long time to convince the other jurors.
Oh, I see. Thanks.
Still, it takes all sorts to make a world, I suppose.
You don't have to tell me that.
Can I come up?
You're a cheeky one, aren't you? All right, push the door.
Oh, wow. You look gorgeous.
Yes, I know. Do me up, Giles. Thank you.
You can tell it's a Versace original. It's a million times better than the copy.
Yes. And thank you for getting it for me.
Thank David. He's coughing up for it.
Only because you argued him into a corner. Have you ever thought you'd make a brilliant barrister, Giles?
Judith, my father's life's mission is to make me a barrister, and this week the situation has reached a crisis. Any minute my old man's going to phone me up and give me the works.
I've learnt some fascinating things on this course, you know, Giles.
For once, please, stop going on about yourself and listen to me.
No, no, you listen to me. You're trying to solve the problem intellectually. But what I've learnt this week is to look for the emotional truth. Why do you think your father wants you to be a barrister?
Because he's a solicitor.
A solicitor? And why is he only a solicitor?
Because he wasn't good enough to be a barrister, I suppose.
Exactly, because he's a plodder. But you're not. You're an argumentative genius. Just allow yourself to get angry, and I'm sure you'll come up with a clever way of telling him to get stuffed.
Wow, thanks, Jude.
That'll be my taxi. Hollywood, here I come. I've got a really good feeling about this party.
Giles Horrocks.
Giles, there's a desk waiting for you in chambers at Middle Temple.
Father, you do know how desperately I don't want to be a barrister, don't you?
Yes, but that's not good enough, I'm afraid, Giles.
Indulge me, please, Father. I'm developing my case.
Go on.
You appreciate that to avoid becoming a barrister, I shall employ my best arguments.
Get to the point.
With respect, Father, that is the point.
What?
I'm afraid that's the best argument I have.
It's a very poor argument indeed.
Hardly a recommendation, then, is it, Father?
Well...
best argument, but not adequate. What kind of barrister would that make me?
Well,
thank you. The defence rests.
Ha! Poppycock! If you can get yourself off the hook that easily, then I'd say you'd make a brilliant barrister, which puts you right back on the hook again.
But if I'm back on the hook again, then my best argument was inadequate after all, so that's me off the hook again.
Yes, but that would mean...
Forget it, Dad. You're not up to it.
All right, you little smart-ass. You win. Case dismissed.
I'm the best! The very best!
Morning.
Morning, David. And a bright, crisp, gorgeous morning it is.
It certainly is. I did it with Sonia, and all is right with the world.
So you keep saying.
Where's Jude?
Still not back from that party.
That's all three of us with something to celebrate, then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You finally got your end away. Jude's hobnobbing with the glitterati. And after 34 years, I have finally crawled out from the shadow of my father.
We did it 2.5 times. It would have been 3 times, but someone rang the bell.
Yes, David. You were telling half the pub about it last night.
At first, I thought I might be imagining her attraction for me, but when she invited me in, she was dressed as if she was already expecting me. That affirmation really worked. She couldn't wait to get my clothes off.
David, why is it that whenever I come up the stairs, I can hear you bragging about my one big mistake?
No, I was talking about someone else. Sonia.
I was at a party, Jude.
Fabulous. Jane Seymour was there. Tom Selleck and friend.
Mm.
And I got chatting with a charming young man called Dick, second unit assistant director. We talked, we laughed, we danced, we drank. We went up to his room. He ordered champagne. We made love.
So far, so good, Jude.
When I woke up this morning, Dick had left. And on the pillow next to me, I found this. £200 in cash.
Ouch.
Wow, lucky old you.
He mistook me for a prostitute, David.
Well, if you were wearing that dress, I'm not surprised.
Thank you, David. You still owe me for it.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. I'll nip down to the cash machine.
OK.
And where did I put my cash card? Oh, no. No!
What is it?
All my credit cards have gone. Someone's nicked my credit card. Sonia. It must have been Sonia. That tart Sonia nicked all my credit cards.
If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Was written by Paul Shearer and Richard Turner and starred Richard E. Grant, Amanda Root and Peter Capaldi. Other parts were played by Annabel Mullion, Alexander Armstrong, Eva Stewart, Gilly Mears and Jeffrey Whitehead. The theme is composed by Pete Bakey. If You're So Clever, Why Aren't You Rich? Is produced by Paul Schlesinger.